Hey, this is Carrie from Wrap Your Head Around Silks. This is the Expecting Aerialist podcast. How's it going, guys? We're so happy to become now a part of the Digitent family of podcasts, a health and wellness podcast group. So happy to not be homeless in the world of podcasts. I really appreciate all the folks over there. So before we get started, the stuff that's going on at Wrap Your Head Around Silks. So just had the registration open for aerial rehab for any new people who wanted to join there. So welcome. And two other exciting ongoing things. Roll It Out is the virtual 60-minute rolling class. So I see your actual face, and we actually get together an hour a week to roll things out. Everything is focused on us, and I take requests like a DJ. So that will be closing for registration soon. Go to the show notes there. And then, of course, I'm so excited to be crafting teacher training. That's going to be this spring. I'm going to send an email out with the dates, in person in LA. We're going to do a little hybrid with some Zoom hours and then a weekend of in-person teacher training. So super excited about that. I'm so excited today to have Morgan Toussaint. That is French, and I tried my best to not butcher it. But she actually jumped on a Zoom with me from Spain. She is in Cirque du Soleil's Lucia, and she travels with her husband and their kid. And I had seen one of her Instagram reels, and she was talking about, like, how do we do it, a family on the road with Cirque du Soleil. And I just reached out to her. I was like, man, I would love to hear how you do it, what the daily life is like, how much you travel, like, is it a different city every night? Do you stay in a city for months? So I'm just so excited for you guys to hear this interview. Let's get started. I'm so excited to have you. Could you, for our listeners, pronounce your whole name? Because I'm going to screw it up for sure.
So my name is Morgan Tisserand.
Oh, that was so beautiful. And I'm assuming that you're French.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're in Corteo right now?
No, I'm in Lucia.
Oh, amazing. Okay. I came across one of your Instagram reels the other day, and it was you stretching and warming up with your husband and your kid. And you guys are on the road. You guys are touring as a family. And I reached out because I was like, oh, I have to have you on here. I also like... I know a lot of circus people, but I don't know all the circus people, obviously. It's a big world. And there's a lot of families in circus. I mean, it's great. So, Morgan, if you would introduce yourself, where you're from, a little bit about your family, and then I'll just start asking questions. Really easy.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm from France, and I graduated from the circus school in Montreal in 2013. This is where I met my husband, Jerome. We've been together since 11 years now. He's also a circus artist. He's doing straps, and he's on the same show as me with Cirque du Soleil on the show called Lucia. And we have a son. His name is Sohan, and he's going to be 3 at the beginning of next year. And he's also touring with us.
Oh, so he's like, they're almost the same age. What's his birthday?
Yeah.
What month?
March 30.
Okay, so they're 6 months apart. Wow. Okay, Morgan, that means that your kid was born right as the pandemic started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2 weeks after it started in Europe. Yeah.
So you were pregnant. Did they have any restrictions with the hospital?
My husband, he was allowed to be there. Like, I had a C-section, but then after, he was allowed to be like in the restroom with us for 3 hours. It's like a place where you can do like the skin to skin and like just relax before you go back to your hospital room. And then he had to leave, and I stayed by myself with Sohan for 5 days in the hospital. He was not allowed to visit.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yep.
That's horrible.
That was not so fun. Yeah, no, that was not nice.
No, because I don't know about what country were you in the hospital?
We were in France.
Okay, so in America, because I had mine before the pandemic, but no matter what, mm-hmm. I couldn't rest in the hospital because they kept on coming in.
Wow.
Is it the same in France?
Yeah, I felt like it was, I think it was pretty much the same.
Yeah, like it was just like Grand Central Station and like nurses coming in at every hour of every the night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just on their schedule, not depending on if you were sleeping.
Nope.
And I had my partner there and so you were
recovering
from a C-section as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's a terrible story.
Yeah, it was like now it's fine, but yeah, I had to say it was hard. And for him too, like it was so... we were in France. He was staying at my best friend because she was living 5 minutes from the hospital. So he wanted to be close at this moment. So he went back to my best friend's place and we were just like on Skype 24/7 because like this was hard for me, but this was so hard for him too. Like he could not see like the first few days of his son. It's like, it's not nice.
No, devastating in a way. And you have to just wait. I mean, that time is obviously there's more time with your kid, but that time is so precious.
Yeah, exactly.
And you need help. You need support.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So has it you weren't on tour because none of us were performing during the pandemic.
No.
How long was it until you guys went back to work?
I think it was when someone was almost 6 months. We went to Switzerland for 2 months and a half to do like a hand-to-hand contract, but not with Cirque du Soleil, with another company. And we were supposed to stay there 3 months, but it got stopped because of COVID again, of course.
Okay, of course.
But it was still nice to like after giving birth to redo something in front of the audience, and like for my confidence was good also to know that I was still able to perform. And then we had a break of almost 1 year before Luzia called us.
And Luzia, were you on that show before?
No, we were working with Cirque du Soleil, but on another show. We were on the ice show called Crystal.
Oh, there's a lot of shows. Wasn't like an ice skating show?
Yes, exactly. That's the one.
Okay, but there's another ice skating show called Axel, right?
Yes, but they did not reopen this one yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay, let's go back to that first little contract you did. So how did you feel? How did you feel in your body after 6 months and going into that hand balancing contract?
Actually, not too bad. It was like still a bit hard because like we never left Solan to a nanny. So it was like difficult for us because we spent like his first 6 months of life being 24 hours with him, like all day. But it was nice because the place we were performing was literally like 2 minute walk from the apartment that they gave us. And they also found a nanny for us, which was great. Like we didn't know that this kind of thing could happen for a first contract with a kid. It was perfect. And she was super sweet. She was like a mom of like a older kid and then one kid of like maybe 12 or 13 years old. So she knew she had kids already and she was really sweet. She was looking for a job and they knew her because she was working with this company apparently before. So they trusted her. And it was nice. It was just like a bit hard because I was still breastfeeding at the time. So like just to find a good timing to breastfeed him, then go to work, do the act, then come back, breastfeed him. Like we could come back between the shows, which was nice. But yeah, of course you have to find the balance. But actually I think it was for the first contract with him was pretty good.
And did you have 2 shows a night?
Yes, but it was small show. Actually it was like a contract in like a spa and sauna resort in Switzerland.
Oh,
they have a lot of this.
Okay.
Yeah, it was outside and we were doing a hand-to-hand outside in like close to the pool, and they were like putting a lot of like mapping and projection on the floor. It was at night. It was super beautiful. So we were doing 2 shows a day, but it was like 25 or 30 minute shows. So it was really nice.
That sounds like a perfect way to get back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Wow. And then did you, so you were able to actually like breastfeed. You didn't have to pump and save the milk during the show. That's good. A lot of times, my friends that are at the Cirque shows in Vegas, they definitely have to pump at work.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
because
6 p.m. onwards.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I was working in the show Love in Vegas before too. So I know the schedule there, and yeah, for sure it's more difficult, and I understand they have to pump.
Two of my best, very close friends are in Love.
Really?
Leslie Vaughn. Do you know Leslie? Oh,
no, I think she arrived after I left.
Yes, she was doing Zoomanity In and Out.
Okay.
And then Tammy and Christian.
Ugh. Yes, Christian, I know him. Yeah.
Well, he's also Swiss. So
yes.
that's a very small world. So his wife and I, we danced together for 20 so some nice. Years. Yeah, because
it's such a small world.
I know it's, you know, that Cirque du Soleil family and then the circus world outside of that, like it's like 1 degree of separation between every single person, I think, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1 degree. So you went back, and how was the C-section recovery and then work getting your body to feel normal again?
I would say the first 48 hours were like super hard.
Uh-huh.
Like, I couldn't stand by myself, and like I couldn't even pick up Soane. I had to call the nurse so they would give him to me, and then I would breastfeed him and call the nurse again so they would leave him in his like a little bed on the side of mine. This was not the best time of my life, but then it slowly got better every day, a little bit, and then I feel like the pain went away after maybe 3 weeks, but then at this point the pain was really like manageable. It was not so bad.
Yeah, I agree. I had a C-section too. It's really bad at the beginning, and then
exactly. Then it gets better fast.
It gets better fast. But I remember that week I had bloating because my body was just, I don't know, my organs are dropping back into place. Like I just had gas, and every time I needed to cough or sneeze or anything, I thought I was going to die. Everything just like any type of movement, like, you know, they cut up your whole stomach.
It's a big surgery.
It's a big surgery. I think that we don't really think of it as a big surgery, but it really is. And then were you performing and training throughout your pregnancy?
So I was on Crystal with Jerome when I discovered that I was pregnant. And I did 3 more weeks.
Okay.
And then I had to stop. So I stopped, was less than 3 months pregnant. I was like 2 months and maybe 2 weeks. And I had to stop because I had kind of like a shitty pregnancy, I would say.
The way you say shitty is so cute.
That's good to know. Yeah, I had to inject myself blood thinner every day during the whole pregnancy and also 1 month postpartum. So like they told me, there's no way you can still do circus because if you fall and you like get like an open fracture, you will bleed out. So this is not a good idea.
Because you were having clots somewhere
in
your body?
Yeah, because I have like a blood condition that is like a genetic thing, and I clot much more easily than like a normal person. So I knew this before, and I knew that when I was going to be pregnant, I would have to get the blood thinners.
And were you also having morning sickness?
No, I was actually super tired, but I had zero morning sickness through the whole pregnancy. So I was kind of glad about this.
Okay. Okay. So were you sad that you had to rest through, like not perform during your pregnancy, or was it fine?
Yes and no. Like I was sad because like it was just the beginning, and I was like so scared that, you know, like, cause like a lot of pregnancy, and when they are the first one, they are not like viable. So you never know if you are going to go through the end of the pregnancy. And I was touring with my husband. So that meant that he was going to go to Mexico to keep touring and then to Europe. And I was going to go back to France on my own.
But
then I realized it was just for the best, and it was for like the well-being of my son. So like, I was like, yeah, that's fine. What's 9 months in life? It's nothing.
Yeah, but that is very different than like, I had to rest halfway through mine because I had a low-lying placenta. So, okay, yeah. Of course, my doctor knows nothing about Ariel. And so I was like, can I still do Ariel? And she's like, well, are you using your pelvis? I was like, well, yeah. And she's like, well, the answer is no, probably. I was like, oh my goodness. Of course. She's like, actually, yeah. I would rather if you don't
Don't want to take risk. Yeah.
Yeah. Carry like grocery bags because, you know, I'm not that young, and my placenta, you know, it's like if I had any bleeding, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But it's not the same because I just get to go. I'm just at home not doing as much and my partner's with me, you know?
Yeah.
And I can do everything else I do that's not physical, which I still have other things to do. I still can. Mm-hmm. But you had to leave the tour. So that is not easy. And was it a planned pregnancy?
Yeah, it was.
What was so intriguing about your post is that, you know, it's kind of this question of like, how do we do it? How do we travel mm-hmm. as a family on tour when we're both performing and this is the life, this is the world that your child is in? Can you talk a little bit about what that's like? And then also just maybe the nuts and bolts, like how a day goes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So actually, when they contacted us for Luzia, we were super lucky because Cirque du Soleil offered us like both a contract on Luzia, which is like a big top show. And they also offered us both a contract to go back to Crystal, but it's an arena show. And arena show, you have to change city every week, or even like sometimes it's country. You change country every week. So we were like, that's not going to be easy to do that with a kid, and you have to live in a hotel. So we definitely chose the safest option for us and the easiest for our family. So we went to Luzia, and we were super lucky because the tour plan was in Europe, and we are from France. We live in Spain. So for us, it was really easy, like much more easier than going back to arena show. And when we arrived there, it was like 2 months in England to like do the relaunch, because like nobody had practiced for an entire almost 2 years. But then we went to London to reopen the show, and we are switching cities, I would say, every 2 months ish sometimes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. For us, it's like so nice. And we stay in Europe for now until July next year, so it's really, really nice. You have always, with Cirque du Soleil, they can like give you a lodging, but you also have the option to opt out. So they will give you 80 or 85% of the price that they would pay for you. And you can search for your own lodgement. So we always do that. We take like a Airbnb apartment with 2 rooms close to the tent. So we have like our little nest, and we just go to work and we are close to the tent, so it's nice because Swan can come during the day, he can come to eat at Cirque, he plays with us in the artistic tent, he tries all the circus apparatus, and then during the day he stays with his nanny during the show, and when we come back he's still awake.
Yeah, well, my kid is a late night kid too, because it's me, two artists in this household. My partner is a drummer and he's a musician, and then I'm a dancer aerialist. So our kid goes to sleep at midnight and wakes up at 8. And yours probably, 8 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. And so many circus families are like this, where even later sometimes the kid goes to sleep at 2 a.m. and wakes up at 11. And I recently came across this therapist who told a friend of mine, you know, kids need to be in bed by 7. If not, it's almost like child abuse. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's just a different life than like the normal.
It's
people.
Just that's different. Safe. Like, and
they
then
still get their 8-9 hours of sleep. And that's what matters.
Yeah. And then what? Like, how about time zones? Like, you know,
exactly.
I'm just like, that is just such, that such narrow thinking.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you ask me. Yes. So, that's lovely. And can I say that, like, there's such a hard lifestyle of doing tours where you're in a different show every 3 days in a different city. But what you guys have, man, that sounds like
it's so nice. It's
amazing.
Like really like it's almost a normal life, actually.
Yeah, except you get to check out new restaurants and stuff every 3 months.
Exactly.
Which is so cool.
No, for real, that's great. And like, I was a bit scared because like, what if my son doesn't like touring? And he loves it. Like, he's always super excited when he tell him which city we're going to go next and which kind of stuff we're going to see there. And it's great. He hears like new languages. He's learning to speak English and Spanish. So that's really nice. For now, I feel like he really loves having like new places. Every 2 months, he will have a new room so he can like decorate and just like, he's like super chill at adapting, and we are super lucky.
Well, you guys just have the one. I also have one. You know, I guess what I'm trying to ask is raising him kind of like in the world, not necessarily in one place.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like that is shaping him, maybe differently than a kid that's lives in one place?
Yeah, definitely. And for me, like, because like the normal people, I would say, are always worried, but he's gonna turn 3, so he has to go to school and blah blah blah. But for me, like, he's learning so much more traveling and learning new languages and seeing new culture than being like behind a desk all day sitting in a class.
Just opening the mind. I know a couple families that do world schooling where their kids are older and they're not performers. They do other things, but they they don't have an actual home. And they basically Airbnb and jump throughout the year.
That's nice.
One family that I know has 3 kids. The youngest one is an infant. And they just do it. I'm very impressed
by
that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like
not easy, but
no, exactly.
Yeah. And then the act you and your husband do, you guys are duo trapeze.
No. He's doing straps. Yeah. I was doing duo trapeze at Love, but
my
trapeze partner is now working in France. So my husband is a straps artist and I do solo trapeze and pole dance.
Oh, amazing. Is that your favorite?
I have to say I like duo trapeze more, but
okay.
I don't want to complain. It's still really nice.
When you trained at the circus school in Montreal, did you have a goal in mind? Did you have an apparatus in mind, or was it just very comprehensive training and you just wanted to be a performer?
I did 1 year of solo trapeze and then 3 years of duo trapeze with my partner.
Okay.
And that's where I realized that working with someone, I feel like it's easier on stage to give emotions to the audience.
Mm.
That's my thought personally. Maybe it's not, but for me, I think it's easier. I knew since I was like 12 or 13 that I wanted to be a circus artist. And of course, I was watching like Alegría's videos at this time and I was like crying because I thought it was so beautiful. And like, I would have never thought that one day I would be like an invited act in Cirque du Soleil. But here I am. So everything is possible, guys.
Everything is possible. And how is it on your body, however many shows a week? And how do you maintain that for yourself?
I feel like, I don't know if it was because like when we were studying at the circus school, was like sometimes we had like 30 hours a week of like doing physical stuff. So when I started to perform, I was like, ooh, that's kind of easy because we were doing like
less.
Yeah, like even if you do 10 shows, if you just do your act, like which is maybe like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not much. But I guess you get used to it. You just like try to sleep well, eat not too bad. And if you feel like a little bit of pain, go to the physios, do your exercises, workout, of course, stretch whenever you have time. And yeah, that's like a combo of all of this, I guess, that makes it easier.
Do you feel like since you've had your kid, that maintenance, that work that you have to do, is it just harder to do? Or do you just have it more efficiently now?
No, of course it's harder because like, let's say when I was on Crystal, if the show was at 7, I would go to the arena at 1. I would eat, I would train, I would stretch, I would do my makeup, take my time. But of course here I want to spend time with my son before going to work. So I don't go as early as I used to go. So when I'm there, I need to like be more, oh shit, I've lost my word. Like I need to do it faster, like all that I have to do, yeah, and be like more organized. And yeah, because of course now we have like a, of course we still have the professional career, but now the family is more important for me. So it was just hard to find the balance, but I feel like these past few months I'm finding it a little bit more. So I'm glad.
That's good. Yeah. I teach a lot. And I used to spend hours just staring at my silks, thinking about what I was going to make up or teach. Like now, 60 mm-hmm. to 90 minutes, that's all I get. Yeah, I actually have gotten more work done in this way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would just waste time. You know, I was just like, I had all this time.
Yeah. Oh, so you know you have time, so you just take your time.
You just take your time. Sometimes nothing's productive. And now it's like, I only have this time. It has to be productive. And it has been. I am actually really productive.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. For the listeners, there might be people out there who are looking at you guys like, wow, that is amazing. Do you have any advice for people who would love to be a mom and also perform and do this?
Sure.
Yeah.
So as I said, we've been together 11 years now, and like we knew we wanted kids since maybe like 7-8 years. But I felt like when we talked about it, it was never the good moment. I felt like it was never the good moment because, oh, I just got like this opportunity in Vegas, like as an invited act in Cirque du Soleil, which was like one of the goals of my career. So let's wait a little bit. Then I got a contract for the festival in Monte Carlo. So I was like, okay, then we still have to wait a little bit. Then we tried for a year, didn't work. We went back to work and like, actually, it was always the good time, but I didn't realize it because I thought that my career was more important than, because I knew I was going to have kids. Well, at least do all that I could to have kids, but I felt like I could push it, but I'm sure I could have had kids before, because now I realize that family is much, much, much more important than your career. And I love my career and I don't want to change anything, but my family is more important. And yeah, it's always the good moment, I would say, or it's never the right moment. So do it.
You know, I was just talking to Serenity from NECA this morning. That was my interview. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this because she said the same, like she had kids when she was around 30 and she said, please don't wait. If you want to do it, just do it.
Exactly. Yeah, she's right.
But it's so hard. Like,
yeah, it is.
That decision is so hard for women because,
you will have to pause your career for at least a year.
Yeah. And you don't really, most of us are able to come back and be very strong and everything, but you just don't know. There's no guarantees.
No, you don't know. Yeah. exactly.
There's no guarantees. And for me, I had my child a little older. I was 42 when she was born.
Okay.
But it wasn't because I planned it that way. I had a divorce. My relationship didn't work out. Like, I ended up 5 years later or something because of life circumstance. Yeah. But I was performing all the way up till that point. So I was like, oh, but I really enjoyed that, you know?
Really enjoyed it. I'm sure you enjoy more being a mom.
Yeah. Like, I really, like, it's incredible. But I think that that's a really hard decision to make when you're in it, when you're in the middle of it and you don't really know what's coming. And it always makes me mad that the woman has to be, has to bear the kid.
That would be nice. Like,
I like, can't the other person do it? Like, no, can come
you
on.
Do, like, us and us?
I know. Like, I get mad that the man can't do it because obviously, I use this comparison all the time. Serena Williams, the tennis player. She says she doesn't know now, but she basically decided to retire so she could have another kid. Well, if she was a man, she would never have to do that.
No.
She would just, you know, her partner would have the kid and she would do her thing, and, you know, they would get nannies and they would pay money. But that's so that always irks me a little bit. Okay. Anything else you would, if any advice you have to offer any aspiring aerialists who would love to be performing at this level, you know, in their career, do you have any advice
with
for those?
With a kid or just like in general?
No, in general, just like aspiring aerialists who are training right now.
Like I said before, like, I don't say this to be like kitsch, but anything is possible. Like, when I was younger, I trained, but I was not amazing. I just had so much motivation and I met the good people that sent me in different schools and like good preparation. And it's not like you have to be like, even if you're older, but like, you don't have to, at 18, you don't have to be like already like amazing. And even when I graduated, so it was like almost 10 years ago, I thought I was at my best of my technique and my like presence on stage and everything, but that was not true at all. Now that I have much more experience, this is now that I feel like I'm more comfortable on stage, and it's just by doing it, believing that you can do it, and just like having the mental to like never quit, you can do it. That's for sure.
Oh, I love it. And then, you know, just that life experience that comes out through your movement quality, any of us, you know, I think about, you know, I compare myself to dancers a lot because that's what I did the most. And you see a lot of like, you know, really young, like 10, 11, 12 year old dancers, and they just can do everything.
Yes.
But then it's kind of flat emotionally a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's just about the technique now.
Yeah. And it's not that interesting, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And then you see artists that progress in their career over time, and that texture and that richness that comes out,
and the emotion. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That you can't really put your finger on, but you're like, wow, that really,
but you know, I agree.
Yeah, speaks to you, you know? So I would say that to the young people too, just like, anything's possible. And like, you know, there's so many different facets of what can be the thing that makes you as an artist, you know, the whole, as a whole package.
It's not just being good, like technically, that's not enough.
I love these conversations. It really inspires me. I love it. And I hope to meet you one day if I ever.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Get to, is this show ever coming to the States?
I think, I'm not sure, but I would say no, because they opened in Montreal and then they did like at least two years in North America.
Oh.
So US and Canada. So I don't think they will go back, but maybe they will. I don't know. But I don't think it's planned for now.
All right. Well, I will link all of your social media stuff to the links in the podcast so people can like see the cute pictures and you guys' awesome like videos. And I'll post some of your videos when I put this out. But Morgan, it was so great.
Thank you so much for having me.
With you. Yeah, it was so exciting. And maybe we'll do another check-in in a year or so when your kid is older and see where you guys are at.
I'd be happy to.
All right. Thank you so much, Morgan, for being here, carving out the time. I wish I could see that show. At some point, hopefully, I will be down the line, be able to see Luzia. All right, my friends, if you're interested in getting involved and getting in the education and the rolling and all the things, teacher training, roll it out class, go to the show notes. I'm so excited to meet you if I haven't yet. And if you want to be on this podcast or know somebody who you think should be on it, please reach out to me, carrie@wrapyourheadaroundsulks.com. I have to fill up an editorial calendar once a week for the entire year. So there's room for every story that I can imagine. I want to have a diverse mix of every walk of life that's in this community. So please reach out if you think you have an idea. And thank you so much to Asa Watkins, sound engineer. Please honor me with a 5-star rating and a review. Means so much. Just smash the 5 stars, please. And then a sentence. I will highlight you on my website. It means so much. I thank you for that if you've already done it. And I appreciate you guys. Yeah. And that's it. I'll see you guys next week. Over and out. This is The Expecting Aerialist.